If you could choose in any given moment, and we'll only be able to look at this idea by referring to our actions in the past. If you could choose in any given moment not to say that hurtful remark to someone that you maybe are casual acquaintance with, or maybe a family member, if you could choose not to have said the thing that you have said, and all of us have said things that we wish we hadn't, wouldn't you have chosen not to have said that? If you could have chosen not to pick up that drink or that drug, if you could have decided in that pivotal moment not to involve yourself with that person or persons that ultimately wound up to be a punishment that was cleverly packaged as a promising relationship to come, wouldn't you have chosen not to do that? It's obvious. We always think to ourselves, if I could choose, I wouldn't lose. Yes or no? Inside of that, which is very common, you ask anyone what I've just said. If I could choose, would I do what I've done? If I could choose, would I be in the? If I could choose, would I be a stressed person? The answer is no, I wouldn't. But here's the point of the question: where did you get the idea that you can't choose? See, inherent in the idea, if I could have chosen differently, if I could choose, I wouldn't be this person who drags around what I drag around. If I could choose, I wouldn't be someone who sells his soul or her soul for the approval of someone. If I could choose. And I think that hidden in that, if you can understand it, very, very deeply, but nevertheless unmistakably, is a certain kind of belief you have that you have not that choice. You talk to somebody, husband, wife, brother, sister, go down to market, make a casual conversation with someone. If you could choose, would you be suffering from the things that you suffer from? And they would say, no, I wouldn't. I don't want to sit and think about what happened 30 years ago. I don't want to spend my days dreaming of a time to come when I'll be content. If I could choose, I'd be a content human being, not looking for it. If I could choose, I would have peace. I wouldn't be trying to set in motion the things that are going to bring it to me. And I'm trying here to point out to you that very deeply woven into our present perception, our very nature itself, is a very, very distinct yet unseen conclusion that we have that what we experience in life is not our choice. And I want you to know that it is 100%. And until a person begins in some way to recognize what it is that causes us to see life the way we do, as that which is either hateful adversary or hopeful emissary, that until we recognize this relationship that our own belief system is part and parcel with producing. Look, I just needed to get you to see this. If I'm looking at a moment, a phone rings, I pick up the newspaper, somebody calls me, and or my wife, husband, somebody says something to me, and at that moment, I start to get negative. I start to feel some kind of pain. I start to feel a weight come over me. How many of you know those moments? I start to feel that. In that moment, don't you see that at that split second, a thought occurs to you, here is what I must do about this weight that has just descended. There is no thought in us that says, what the heck is this weight?